It was opened in 1927 as United Verde Hospital. And it was closed.
What happened after that?
It was closed
in
1950.
Did it switch its name?
It did.
Did it but switch?
It did switch its name.
Its name?
Nice.
Switch.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Nintendo Switch.
Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. Talk about scary places. What's up, Clay? Are you typing?
Oh, no, we're doing the show? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm playing my Nintendo Switch.
You have a Switch?
Yeah, just shut up and let me finish. Ah!
I as well have a Switch.
Never gonna beat that boss. It's never gonna happen.
What are you playing?
Lego Harry Potter, if you must know. I call it a boss, but it's Voldemort. We don't speak his name in this house.
He's a huge Harry Potter fan. Huge. Well.
Anyway, so if I pull out my Switch during this episode because it's your turn and you're boring, no offense.
I don't think you're going to be bored because I am on a freaking tear right now and I cannot wait to share it with our audience. What? Nice.
I just teared up some paper, G.
I heard.
I hope the world heard. Anyway.
Okay.
That's enough of my shenanigans for today. What are we talking about?
Well, I'm going to get everybody up to speed. You already know this. So we were going to do a special episode in Jerome. We still may do it. But in particular, the Jerome Grand Hotel. It is one of the most supernatural spots in the U.S., a lot of specials have been done on it. Again, the show that we do not mention, Ghost Hunters, did a special there. They actually grabbed a lot of evidence on photographic evidence, EVPs, things like that. And it's a hot spot, and it's also the center of the town. If you've never been to Jerome, Arizona, it is a old mining town. And again, right after the California Gold Rush, everybody started coming to Arizona looking for silver, lead, and gold. Are you still switching? Really?
Oh.
Jeez. Anyway, and Jerome was one of these places.
I am not on my Nintendo Switch right now.
Better not be. But it was a mining town. And when the ore all dried up, so did Jerome. So Jerome is a dying, crumbling town. It's beautiful, but it's on the side of a mountain. It's just one of the most beautiful places you could ever go, but it's a small town now. There are some locals, and it's mostly touristy, known for its ghosts and its history. There's a mining tour there, lots of bars. They have a kind of a bike week there. They have a film festival, and that's pretty much it. You can go, and it's kitschy, but it's fun, and I love to go. So I really wanted to do a special on the Jerome Grand Hotel. So I sent them an email. I let them know that we are documentary filmmakers and we would like to do a special centered not only in Jerome but at the Grand Hotel. And this nice lady, the general manager, Sarah Moser, well, she declined. She declined to let us do it. She had mentioned that there's a new owner now, and the new owner does not want to be associated with any ghost stuff at all, and that they were not interested in our brand of documentary filmmaking.
Hi there, I run a cemetery. We don't bury dead people.
Well, thanks, Sarah, appreciate it. But we're still doing the episode. We might go to Jerome in the near future and do what we have to do. But
everyone knows about the Jerome stories.
Grand Hotel.
And the hotel. Like, come on.
It's true.
Come on.
Come on. Just come on. So anyway, I digress. There's been a lot of evidence of hauntings there. Actually, there's been some news stories on television that have shown a lot of different pictures of things that have happened at the Jerome Hotel. A lot of things that can't be explained, and it's been on the news. Are you still switching?
Oh my gosh, leave me alone.
Put it down. Everybody's got a Switch. I don't tell it's not you like to you have put a PS5 sitting next to you.
You're going to play me like that?
I'm going to play you just like that. So.
Rude. Hashtag rude.
Here are some tidbits of information about the Jerome Grand Hotel. It was opened in 1927 as United Verde Hospital. And it was closed.
What happened after that?
It was closed in 1950.
Switch its name?
It did.
Did it but switch?
It did switch its name.
Its name?
Nice.
Switch.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Nintendo Switch, except it's not, and Nintendo's going to sue.
They may not.
Except it's not.
It may not.
Because Nintendo's not going to see.
Nintendo was a huge part of my childhood, and much like all magical beings.
I threw the Switch like out of reach. I can't reach it now. I'm trying to reach for it, and it's out of the way.
Well, for our viewers' sake, let's switch topics back to the Jerome Grand Hotel.
Sure.
That's a good cup of tea. Okay, so it was opened in 1927, United Verde Hospital, right? It closed in 1950.
Yeah.
During that time, from 1927 to 1950, more than 9,000 people died at that hospital.
What?
It's a lot of people to die in a hospital.
That is a lot of. That is a lot of people.
23 years? Bad track record, guys. especially when there's not a lot of people that live there. The building was sold by the Phelps Dodge Mining Corporation in 1994 to the Alther family. And it was opened as the Jerome Grand Hotel in 1996.
Alther family?
Alther. A-L-T-H-E-R-R. Alther.
I misheard.
Sounds like Alter, but it's Alther. Now, general manager at the time, no longer the general manager, I think it's been about 2 years now, Chris Alther, once said that they were skeptical when they first opened, and they didn't believe it in the beginning. His father was Bob, and his uncle Larry bought the boarded up 30,000 square foot building from the Phelps Dodge Mining Corporation. And that at that time it had laid empty for 40 years. So it's already kind of creepy. They only had six rooms when they first opened, he says, and immediately began receiving reports from guests hearing voices and a hospital gurney in the hallways, but nobody was there when they went out to look. Pretty creepy? Huh?
Dun, dun, dun!
Now, there's some pictures here that we're gonna put up. You can see them right there. And we're going to talk about these in a few moments to talk about what we think they are. But let me continue. So,
please do.
Activity happens all over the hotel, but the third floor in particular has the most activity. That's because most of the deaths occurred in the operating room there on the third floor.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Of course.
So people hear a hospital gurney rolling down the tile hallway, even though the hallway is not tile anymore. It's fresh, soft carpet, and they still hear it. Clanking and those are good sound effects, by the way. Really good sound effects. By the way, I don't.
That's what I do. I make sound effects.
I don't Google my information. I try to have somebody else find it for me and then type it out because I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. So.
Yeah, I don't Bing things anymore.
So thanks to my assistant Heidi.
I use Wikipedia. I use Wikipedia.
Wikipedia is a factual thing.
They just keep asking me for money though. Every time I go, they're like, we need donations.
For what?
I'm like, bro.
For what?
Google never asked me for donations. Bing never asked me for donations.
No.
Who are you to ask me for donations?
Damn you.
Wikipedia.
Mm. Send all of your donations via email to overnightdistribution@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Boom. Throughout the email address.
Send us them.
Hard to spell.
The donations.
But after you got it in there once, you'll be able to save it. I hear your switch. Did you reach for your effing switch again? The shit.
You know.
What the
I'm
shit?
I'm a little bit upset that you would think that low of me.
I do.
I'm typing information.
It sounds like it sounds like the R and L on the switch. Which means you got the Switch Lite. You didn't even get the real Switch. You got the Switch Lite. Because you'd be using the controller. If you had it.
I'm poor. So I'm poor.
Put it down. Let's get back to it. Okay. So the third floor. A lot of stuff happens. People can hear gurneys, wheels across the floor. And it always spooks everybody when they hear it. People run out, look, nothing's there.
Of course Boom. It does. That's actually pretty terrifying.
Talk about spooky. Let's talk about scary.
That's not the name of the show. What are you doing here? You're ruining our reputation.
Room number...
Talk about wrong.
Room number 32. Author says, it's a former hospital guest room with a balcony. And it's the site of two suicides. Is your interest peaked yet? I'll take that as a yes. You're like the sound effects guy from Police Academy. Hanging. Nice.
Yeah.
Close.
Actually, I'm just auditioning for Looney Tunes. I don't know if they're still making a show or anything, but like, I'd like to work for you guys. So.
Nice. Well, Animaniacs is out now. I mean, it's not good, but...
Yeah, but it's like the reboot. We don't have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Come on. Get back to the Jerome Grand Hotel.
I'm trying
Stop
to.
Going off track.
Okay. So, two suicides there.
Ridiculous.
Room number 32.
Okay.
Yeah. One was a former miner that was in a mining accident. He was confined to a wheelchair. So, he actually climbed up on the railing of the balcony and jumped off to his death.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, before I say anything... I have it on good authority that there is an individual that, if they agree to be on, has a picture of that window for the balcony. And in the very bottom, when you lighten up the picture, you can see a face of a person on the ground, on their side, looking up. I swear to God, terrifying. Mm-hmm. And this person says that nothing's been retouched. We are in the horror film industry, are we not? We're photographers.
We are. We have lots of...
We know how...
Lots of horror films.
Yeah, we do.
Lots of spirit photography.
Sure. And we're...
Lots of donuts.
A lot of donuts. I eat a lot of donuts. The picture, from everything I can tell, does not look retouched at all. I couldn't have done it, and I'm really good at Photoshop and Illustrator and all that good stuff. So, pretty That's convincing. True. Same room. Room 32. Looks like a miner's looking up at you from the ground. And it's scary. And it's kind of smiling, which is really... You know how you usually can see a face? Like, people can see faces and things that aren't really faces? Nah, it's not like that. Yeah. It's not like the face of Mars. This is an effing face. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And he actually posted it to his Facebook, but I think he took it down. But maybe he didn't. We'll have to check it out again. Terrifying.
That's pretty unsettling, though. Especially the fact that it's smiling. Like, face, no face...
It's a human man's
Something
face.
Like that is smiling, and it's not like blank.
The only way he
like
could have done
whenever
it.
Whenever you see it, whenever.
Is he would have to have had someone sit outside,
Go ahead.
Take a picture with blue light on his face, and they would have had to change the opacity down really low, and from the same angle on a tripod, take the picture again with nobody there, and then overlay them. I don't see it happening, because even if you did that, then you wouldn't get the window. Reflection in front of the person. It wasn't there.
Well, just like,
you know,
not even getting technical, not just from a non-technical perspective, whenever you see something that looks like a face, and I feel like the viewers will agree. Whenever you see something that looks like a face, it's like a blank face. No expression whatsoever. It's usually just eyes and a mouth when you see it in like a wood carving or just an inanimate object, something like that you think looks like a face. It's always a blank expression. So just the fact that it's smiling or doing anything human-like, that's very unsettling.
And it's clear.
Real
clear
or not.
Clear as day. Terrifying, right. Terrifying shite.
Yeah.
And
that's
there you go. So
that's crazy.
Can't call crap on it. I've looked into the picture a few times. Can't call crap on it. Not really. They might have done something I don't know, but looks pretty good to me. And he's a ghost hunter. He does this for a living, so he doesn't want to
probably wouldn't want to damage his reputation
exactly,
by
right.
putting out fake.
This is what he does. So
photos,
absolutely. And if he approves it, we'll leave his information in the credits later on. But we haven't got his approval yet, so we're still waiting for him to get back to us. I just saw the picture, by the way. I'm thinking about doing this. Just saw the picture today, which was so crazy how things happen. But there's another guy who died there, and it's a businessman. We don't know why he did, but he shot himself in the head in that room. No record of why he did it, just that he did it. Boom.
I made a gun noise, but I realized now it sounded like a duck mating call.
It's like more like a bang. So just bang.
Sorry.
Anyway, he did that.
What is this, a cartoon to you?
Yeah, bang. Bang. Well, you know, it's like dogs, you know. They don't say bow wow. They don't say rough.
No, they say rough rough.
They don't say rough rough.
Oh, what did they say?
I don't know. That's good. You're a good sound effect. You're like the sound effects guy from Police Academy 2 and 1 and 3 and 5. Everything that Gutenberg was in, you're just like him. I forget his name. He was good, though. Not like you. You're bad.
I'm not going to make any more dog noises.
You're bad
at it. Sounded like I was choking on a cotton ball.
Now, here's some more stuff. A caretaker committed suicide in the boiler room. To this day, people hear things in that boiler room that sound like a man's voice. Now,
why are there so many suicides? Are you going to get to some kind of connective tissue as to...
I don't know. We might. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Suicide fact?
That's usually your thing.
Okay, that's cool.
That's your thing.
That's cool.
That's your thing. You do the connective stuff, and you put all the mumbo-jumbo and fake stuff together and make something nice out of it. We'll see. I'm just presenting the facts right now. Claude Harvey was... He's a maintenance man there. And he was found in the basement. Sorry. He was crushed by the elevator in 19... Sorry. He was...
This is funny to you? This is funny.
Getting crushed by an elevator is funny for some reason. It's like that slapstick stuff that I can't handle. Anyway, he was crushed by an elevator in 1935. Not funny, Claude. Sorry.
You didn't even like get it out before you started laughing. And you had to apologize to me.
Because the picture in your head... It's the picture. If you die that way, you shouldn't haunt anything, but I'm an idiot.
Of blood? Blood? Of blood?
You got squashing a bug. By an elevator. That's hilarious.
Okay.
And he is still thought to ride the elevator. People hear the elevator going up and down all night long.
Why would he want to ride the thing that crushed him? That's like... There's just... a lot of ways I could take this, so I'm trying to think.
Maybe
that's
he was
like
standing
getting
up,
run over by a car,
and then
that's like getting run over by a car, and then just spending your whole afterlife driving cars.
Yeah, well, it'd be like he's standing at the bottom,
like,
and then the elevator crushes him, right?
By a shark,
and maybe he didn't know the elevator crushed him, so it smashed him to death into a pancake. But his spirit popped out of the from above
and just decided
on the floor,
to ride it,
and he's just stuck in the elevator, and I'm like, holy shit. I'm in the elevator.
No, that's like getting eaten by a shark, dying, and then spending your afterlife like scuba diving with the sharks.
Okay, it's true. It's horrible. Or just spending your afterlife being a shark turd, just constantly being pushed out of a shark, ghost turd. Hashtag shark ghost turd.
I don't know if that's the same thing as riding an elevator.
It's pretty bad.
It's not like the elevator's not pooping you.
They say they hear him, though, and there's been... They get like over 300 guest book signings a year to the top. That's one of the more popular ones people sign the guest book saying. That elevator just kept going up and down and up down. And the elevator was made in 1926. I wouldn't get on
that
elevator.
So it's faulty.
Yeah, probably. But they say that that's... At least there's no, like, trick wiring to it, right? If it's 1926...
There's no
electric
wiring?
Well, no trick... You can't, like, trick wire that damn thing, right? Because it's an old-timey Otis... you know, elevator. You know, like... One of those damn things.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
So I don't think that's one of those things. But, I mean, it also sounds like a bunch of blarney to me. Malarkey.
Well, you're the one saying it, you know.
I'm just reading the research. I get here like 5 minutes before it's time. I sit down. Someone hands me a tea, and I just do my thing. I just read stuff. That's
no.
I'm just winging it.
You have someone hand you your tea?
Yes.
Hold on, let me see if it works.
No, it's not going to work for you. Get in the wardrobe. Sit down. It's nice. It's nice over here at my house.
Mm. Thank you. Clear set. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, clear set. Thank you.
Yeah. No, we're good over here. We're good.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Now, the hotel's reputation led to the Travel Channel filming an episode there, like I said, of Ghost Hunters in 2011, long time ago, back when people watched this thing called television, and there was no other option.
That was like 9 years.
Yeah, you had...
That's not that long. 9 years.
You had to turn on a box that was not flat. It was a big, deep box. And then whatever was on, you had to watch. And every commercial, you just had to watch it. That's what you were watching. They told you what you were watching. This is when it happened. But while they were there, you can still watch it online, on demand. Doors were slamming. Voices were captured on EVP. They saw dark masses that they videotaped that looked really creepy. And the crew felt numbness in their... And tingling in their extremities, which I think is just hyperventilation. Every time someone says they see a haunting and they feel numbness.
From all of them, though? From all of them?
They said the crew. They didn't say all the crew. They said and the crew. So I'm going to say...
Well, wouldn't they say a select few crew members?
I guess, maybe. You know, and the thing is, too, is that Jerome is at a higher elevation. Maybe they just, they're not from a high elevation and they just had a lack of oxygen. A lot of them did. Could happen.
We don't have to get like super detailed, but like, is it really that high of elevation where something like that's gonna happen? I mean, it's not like Denver.
No.
Right?
No, yeah, you're right. But if they're from below sea level, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe if you're like, if you like live in Death Valley and you like go there and it's several thousands of feet higher and you're like, whoa!
Maybe.
My extremities!
Maybe.
Tingle! Brother.
Now, I know we're trying to keep these at a reasonable amount of time so we don't have to edit a bunch. So I do want to get into these pictures. So there's the first one is this apparition that they caught in the hallway that was put on ABC News, right? A local ABC News.
Yeah.
15. And it looks like it's like a half a sheet right in the hallway. And this hallway, I believe, is on the third floor and has the most activity. By the way, the place is beautiful. I mean, I could smell the mildew by looking at the pictures, but the place is beautiful. They even have the old-timey clocks on the wall still that they used to have back in the day. The old Rolex-style clocks. But, yeah, and there's nothing there. And it's not like someone just dropped a sheet. It's like half of it's gone. And so it looks like something's in action there. I can't tell what it is. And it could be, this could be one of these instances where it is a hoax, right? That someone had a piece of fabric and they took a picture of the hallway and then they dropped a sheet and took another picture of the hallway and then faded out the top. I could see that happening. And then they just shot it at a slower shutter speed, right?
Well, when was this picture taken, supposedly?
2014, 2015.
Okay.
2016.
Just wanted to double check.
Yeah. So, I would say that could... And the reason why I say that is because the lights above... The reason why I think it was shot at a slower shutter speed, and then they did two exposures, is because the lights above are really blown out. They're way overexposed.
Yeah.
So, I would say...
Especially considering you just said it was in the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, cameras are pretty top notch nowadays. Really, since like, honestly, since like 2005.
Yeah, and I think that you would be able to catch that if you use an appropriate shutter speed or a faster one. You'd catch that in motion. It would look like it was just still and holding in the air. This clearly is blurred out, and it looks like, for me, I don't know how you drop a sheet like that. Maybe you twist it and drop it, and then you would just take the other exposure that you have, and then you you lay on the back of that, and you would just cut and then blur the top. I think that would be the best way to do that, or just fade. You could just take half of the picture off and just blur. And it looks like it looks like the shutter speed's really low in that picture because those lights are just so effing bright. There's no reason those lights would be that bright in that hallway.
No. You
know what I mean?
It
just doesn't look like that. And there's other things that people can argue, but like if you said, okay, well they lower the f-stop. Well, if you look over it, then why is the piano and then the bookcase on the left, why are they still so dark and covered in shadow? The answer is because they didn't do that. So I think that one's probably not real.
I'm not saying it's tampered with, but I have reason to believe that it is. Yeah.
Now, it's the next one's it's in a hallway as well.
Tampered with.
This one does not look tampered with. Mm-hmm. It's just a blur, though. You really can't see anything there. You can see through it. It's for the most part, it's a proper exposure. Looked like someone was taking a picture of something they didn't know how to take pictures. It looks like an amateur photo. And the lights are the right tone. The walls are the proper tone. It looks like they have some light behind them. It could be a flash or a window, but there's a window at the end of the hall, so it looks like that's nighttime. But it looks like a blurry blob in the middle of the hallway. So I would say that looks pretty scary, right?
It looks scary. Photos like this, I always kind of question because when people see things in person, it's never really just a blob. It's usually something more defined. Or it's an orb, which this doesn't necessarily look like to me.
Now, there's a little orb right next to it, but that's also a little piece of dust.
That's true.
As far as I'm concerned.
That's true. So this one looks better than the previous one, but I kind of also have my doubts about this one. And I'm not saying it's not genuine, but it could easily be something other than a spirit or...
Yeah, absolutely.
Something
absolutely
paranormal, you know?
Well, not only that, but at least it was amateur. It wasn't perfectly set up. Like, it's a crooked photo. Like, it looks like someone just shot a picture looking down a hallway. And perhaps they didn't know what they were shooting. They were just trying to shoot something. And maybe they didn't see it until they got home.
It could have been dark.
Yeah.
It could have been dark, and it just... They took the picture. Yeah. Or they might have seen something and snapped a quick picture. Yeah. But, yeah, it definitely doesn't look... staged.
Yeah, this one is not. It
doesn't look staged.
A photographer did not do this one, I don't think.
No.
I think I did a really good job this episode. I brought some cool stuff, and even though the Jerome Grand Hotel and Ms., I'm going to say her name one more time, Sarah Moser, the general manager, didn't want me to do anything on it, guess what? It's a free country. And since it's already been on the news, I can say it if I want to. So...
I'm kind of bummed that we couldn't go check it out.
Maybe they'll have a change of heart. Maybe they'll see this, see we're cool cats.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know what? They're not going to be running up and down the halls with goggles on and screaming into recording devices. Maybe that's what they're thinking. So let's just hope, given the benefit of the doubt, that we're cool cats. Just want to spend the night and be cool.
Meow.
And shoot an episode from there just like this. But there, it'd be nice. So...
It would have been fun. Yeah, we could have actually shown, like, the hall that these photos were taken in, which, just even looking online, there's a lot of other photos. Like you said, I actually had one pulled up of what looks like someone looking out a window from outside. So definitely look it up yourself. Look up the Jerome Grand Hotel.
Absolutely. Oh, I got some for you guys, too. Hold on. So the phone number...
Oh, I have it right here. You could have just asked me.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell them? Do you have it?
Well, this is the phone number I have. Is it the one you have?
I don't know.
I have.
They need the address, too.
928-634-8200.
They have a toll-free number, too. The toll-free number is...
I read the other one.
888-817-6788. And is there an address? Do you have an address? Let's see.
Yeah, but I feel like you have an address too.
I don't have the address. I don't have the address. It's in Jerome. I mean, you could throw a rock once you get to Jerome and hit it, but
I have P.O. Box H, 200 Hill Street, Jerome, Arizona, 86331.
That works for me.
Showing for the address.
I like that one. I like that.
So you can mail them or you can look it up.
Yeah, and you can email them at jghfrontdesk@yahoo.com.
And what is this, like a fight to see who has more information about the Jerome?
Oh, I want people to go and go ghost hunting there now.
In this corner, we have Clay Moffitt, and in this corner, we have Adam Berardi.
And absolutely, for this one, for this particular hotel, if you go, we want you to go and tell them that Adam and Clay from Talk About Scary sent you. And ask for the Talk About Scary discount.
True. Ask for the manager. What was her name? One more time.
Oh, gosh. Hold on. I'm sorry, by the way. Sarah Moser. Sarah, hi.
Yeah.
Ask for Sarah.
Ask for her.
Ask for the Talk About Scary discount.
She didn't want us to go.
She was nice about it.
They're probably going to overcharge you.
She was nice about it for the most
part.
There's
no discount.
She wasn't. She just.
She was not. Adam's being nice about it.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. I don't like being denied. That's all.
It's not okay.
I'm not used to being told no.
I hope the ghosts get you, Sarah.
But I don't. I don't ever hope that. Not that they are real, but if they were. And as always, creep it real. Peace out.